The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 50 members present. Senators Ferguson, Holman, Crotula, and Orsini are excused from the call of Senate today.
Mr. President.
Excuse me, Senator Ziegler?
Senator Butrovich is still slightly under the weather, but he hopes to be ambulatory and up and about this afternoon. So one more time for today, could he be shown as excused because of illness?
Without objection, Senator Butrovich will be shown as excused for medical reasons. Our chaplain this morning is Pastor John Tyndall, Northern Lights United Church, Presbyterian.
This day, O Lord, enable us to be big-spirited in the midst of contention, quiet-spirited in the midst of turmoil, persevering of spirit in the midst of persistent delay, positive in attitude, and there is a prayer to be. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 68th, 69th, and 70th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 21.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 68th, 69th, 70th day and Senate Supplement Number 21 be approved to certify.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure today to introduce someone who makes it possible, of course, for me to be here and worry-free, a fellow that I've known all of his life, to coin a phrase that you've used in the past. It's my pleasure at this time to introduce the young man that runs the aviation company for us while I'm in session, Bruce, my son Bruce Sumner, and his wife Kim.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I take great pleasure in introducing the manager of the Alaska USA Federal Credit Union, Mr. Jim Brinker.
Senator Meehlin.
Yes, Mr. President, and our gallery will hear two very pretty young ladies. I only know one of them, Blythe Hopkins, daughter of Judy and Bill Hopkins, and I think one of her classmates at college in their home here, Juneau home, for the Easter holidays.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message of March 17. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 25, financed by the Finance Committee, and act relating to accrued medical and annual leave of state employees.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 491 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the use of Social Security account numbers by a state department, agency, board, commission, public corporation, or other subdivision of state government, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and State Affairs.
House Bill Number 704 by Representative Cooper, an act making an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Land and Water Management, and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are the only messages from the House.
Communications.
There is a communication of March 17 to the President from Ernest W. Mueller, Commissioner, Department of Environmental Conservation, submitting the final regulations on oil spills. This has been distributed, the letter to the senators. The regulation will be in the Senate supplement. That's the only communication.
Standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee has sent concurrent resolution number 69, construction of lodge and visitor center in Denali State Park under consideration, and the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Meland, and Tillian. 69 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 408, Special Appropriation to Department of Transportation and Public Facilities under consideration and recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Meland, and Tillian. 408 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 409, Special Appropriation to Department of Natural Resources, Feasibility Study of Proposed Tokositna Lodge and Visitor Center under consideration and recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Veland, and Tillian. 409 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 440, Special Appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game to Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission under consideration. The committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new letter of intent and a new title. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Meland, and Tillian. 440 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee had committee substitute for House Bill 652 amended, Special Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for disbursement to the Steering Council for Alaska Lands under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Meland, and Tillian. This bill has been to another committee with a due pass. There's no further referral.
Rules.
There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
On Friday and today, there has been distributed the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 118 from the Free Conference Committee.
That was held over until today. Is there any motion on Free Conference Committee substitute? I believe the status was a motion had been made to adopt the Free Conference Committee report by Senator Poland, had it not?
I don't believe so. I believe that that was held over until today. I think a motion should be made now.
To be safe, we will treat the matter as merely before us with no motion. Senator Coletta? Senate will stand at ease.
Order. The journal discloses that Senator Poland had indeed made a motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 118. Motion was made holding that matter over
until
today. Senator
Pettis? President, I would move an unanimous consent that we defer action on Free Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 118 until tomorrow.
Is there any discussion or debate on the motion to hold over? Hearing none, the bill will be held over until tomorrow.
There are no other special committee reports.
Senator Sackett?
House Bill number 863, amended Senate, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services general relief and providing for an effective date.
Mr.
President, I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that we revert back to the second reading for the purposes of rescinding action on the amendment to be adopted. Okay, I'll move to rescind.
We are. Posture of the bill is in third reading or second reading, Madam Secretary?
Third reading.
Do we have to...
No, it's before us.
It's before us in third reading. I take it that you wish to alter the bill, Senator?
Yeah.
Then we should go back to second reading. Then.
Okay, I renew my motion.
And is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Senate Bill 863 is before the second reading. Excuse me, House Bill 863.
I'll move that we rescind our action in adopting amendment number one.
Number one, yes.
Mr. President, On Friday, we adopted an amendment that attempted to change the regulations with regard to welfare payments, and there were some problems in that. After the meeting on Friday, Senator Tillian and I met on this, and I believe that he'll support the motion to rescind that and work out another method by which the bill and the appropriation would not be jeopardized.
Senator Tillian?
Mr. President, this is correct. We've established another method for accomplishing the same thing without endangering this appropriation. So at this time, I'm going to back off on this bill, but not on the purpose of the amendment.
Senator Ray?
Just a point of information, Mr. President. Wasn't there an amendment to the amendment?
Yes, there was.
Well, doesn't.
Don't we have to do all that? No?
It's an amendment.
No, sir. That's
a separate amendment.
But it became part of amendment number one, and therefore we repeal it.
I beg your pardon, Mr. President, but that was not your ruling. It was a separate amendment, as I remember, because I told you that you could not amend an amendment.
And I rule to the contrary, sir.
Yeah.
You can amend an amendment.
You can amend an amendment?
This, amendment number one was amended, and we have before us a motion to rescind amendment number one as amended.
Number one as amended?
Yes.
Go ahead. Disagree with your This is the problem we get into, Mr. President, when we aren't consistent with our rulings.
I believe I've been consistent with the question. The question is, a motion has been made to amend to rescind amendment number one as amended. Is there any further discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the rescission of amendment number one as amended say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nays? Nay. The ayes have it. Amendment number one as amended is rescinded. We have before us 863, House Bill 863 in second reading.
House Bill number 863, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, general relief, and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Coletta? Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
House Bill number 863, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services General Relief and providing for an effective date.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would like to thank Senator Tillian for his actions. I know how strongly he feels on this point. He's discussed it on the floor a number of times, but and I'm particularly proud of Senator Tillian because his concern for a lot of people would be affected by this legislation overrode some of his concerns about the way it was handled. And I would like to thank him for that, and I think it's important that we not do this sort of thing on the floor because it's not the best way for legislation that's relatively complex and has an impact on a lot of people to be discussed.
Any further discussion today? The question is, shall House Bill 863 pass the Senate? Senator, may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change their vote?
Senator Huber hasn't voted.
Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Will the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 excused, and 2 absent.
And so, House Bill 863 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 863 be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And so, House Bill 863 with an effective date has passed the Senate. Next order of business.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning. Senate Bill number 555 by the Rules Committee by request for the Special Committee on Employment Resources and Opportunities, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for the administration of business loans and providing for an effective date.
Senator Sumner? number, does this need to be referred to your committee? First, the referral will be to the Special Committee on Climate Resources and FNS.
Senate Bill Number 556 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to medical assistance for needy persons and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
There are no other bills this morning.
Bring it to the data calendar.
Legislative citation commending Governor Jay Hammond by Senator Ziegler.
Senator Coletta?
I move as unanimous consent for the approval of the citation commending Governor Jay Hammond.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler?
I know that I've been accused of having my tongue in cheek by proposing this resolution, but that is not necessarily the case. When the AP dispatch came out a few weeks ago telling us about the singular honor which had been awarded our governor, several thoughts came to mind, one of which was the admonition of my late mother, who once told me that if you can't say something kind about somebody, don't say anything at all. And after all, the governor is one of ours, and he has gained national recognition, and it is only fitting that we recognize that fact. It also occurred to me that as we go through life in general, and the legislative life in particular, that we don't really ever say anything kind about one another until after the individual we have in mind has either died or retired. And I think perhaps that Shakespeare in Julius Caesar said it much more aptly than I can. The evil that men do lives after. The good is often interred with their bones. I ask unanimous consent.
Senator Hackney?
Mr. President, there's a quotation from another famous man that comes to mind in this same connection. It was Mark Twain and his comment about the gentleman who had just been ridden out of town on a rail. And the gentleman's comment was, if it hadn't been for the honor of it, I just assumed they hadn't done it.
Mr. President, I usually get along rather well with my compatriot over on the other side. I just hope he never writes anything commending me. It was kind of the Chief Shot of the Year award with several hundred people in there, including some very high-ranking and popular Democrats. He had to search through the list to make sure that he picked some unpopular Republicans.
Why did they pick him?
And I said, you know, if this is praise, I'd prefer to be attacked.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask through the chair of the rules chairman, is this good or evil?
It's absurd,
I guess. Mr. President, I do know that Legislative Affairs went through a lot of research to locate the Safari Club in Washington, D.C. At one time, we were referred by authorities in Washington to Tucson, Arizona. But eventually, we got all the background data together, and that's why the resolution is before you at this time, sir.
Senator Rody?
Mr. President, question to the chair, Senator Ziegler. Regarding your speech, sir, is this an indication that you anticipate Governor Hammond's retirement in the near future?
No, sir.
It's a rose by any name is still a rose.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
We're all hostile.
With so many as approve the citation, say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes have it. Citation. Unfinished business. Special orders.
Sorry, I'm late in getting up, but I would like to move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate on March 27th, 28th, and also on April 14th and 17th.
Is there any objection to Senator Beeman's request to be excused on March 27th, 28th, and April 14th and 17th? Hearing none, so ordered. Secretary will so note. Any further special orders or unfinished business? Senator Ray?
Mr. President, this man is getting tired of the thing, or actually,
special orders. You just made a decision on, and upheld your own decision on amendments, and I would like to serve. I don't have any quarrel with what we did the other day, but there might come a time in the future when an amendment is very important. So I would ask you, sir, to look at section 398, subsection 1 of the Mason's Legislative Manual, and possibly we could come to some kind of a consensus of opinion. I understand that you added on to and did not change the amendment, but at the same time it says it cannot be changed or modified, and I would say that would be a modification if you add anything on to it, or it's an amendment. If you add anything changing it, then it's a difference of opinion. I'm not trying to make a big thing out of this, Mr. President, but at the same time, I think that in past years, I've known that an amendment was a very important thing in certain instances, and it's caused us considerable trouble. And I would ask it, possibly with the help of the Rules Committee, that we might come with something we'll know that we're going to operate on here and carry it on from there.
The procedure that I have been trying to follow, although you're right, there may be an instance of a disagreement as an interpretation of what's an amendment, what's not. But I've been permitting amendments to amendments, which as I understand it is an amendment to an amendment in the first degree, which is permissible. An amendment to an amendment to an amendment would be an amendment in the second degree, which I understand to be impermissible. And the way that that would be reached, if you had such a situation before, it would be to permit the amended amendment to be acted upon, and then at that time offer an additional amendment in the second degree. There is a way of arriving at it. I think that the matter that we discussed, had before us today and discussed Friday, was whether or not we had an amendment to the first degree or second degree. I interpret it to be an amendment to the first degree. I think merely an amendment to an amendment. There was an additional amendment which said after the period had an additional subject matter, and that I treated it as separate. However, I will review the rules. You may be correct, sir, and if there's some confusion on this, we'll try to straighten it out, because it is an important matter.
Yes, sir. Certainly, I'm not castigating you, Mr. President, because you've been fair and honest, and all I'm doing is bringing it up so possibly it will forestall a real problem at some time in the future.
Mr. President, the Senate Resources will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Senate Resources Committee Room. We will be taking up HJR number 60, Federal Government to Remove Solid Waste, SCR 87, Annulling Regulation on Drinking Water, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 322, the Oil and Gas Corporate Franchise Tax.
At 7 p.m. in Courtroom A, there will be a joint House-Senate State Affairs Committee meeting. The subject will be overview of the capital move. The Planning Commission will be there, as well as the Executive Director, Mort Hoppenfeld.
Senator Willis. Is this similar to the overview that they gave us once before?
This will include everything, the physical plan or anything else that's involved in the issue.
I want to discuss with Senator Poland for just a minute the letter to you from Ernie Mueller. I have some problems with that, and I think maybe some comments ought to be made before we adjourn today. I just don't like the way it's submitted. I don't like the fact that it's underlined, and coming out of here today will be some regulations that they'll enforce after there's been just continuous indication that there are problems with these regulations, and we've held off pressing for a joint session to annul these regulations. But it's one of the worst situations that I've seen the legislature in for some time, because these are going to be a real problem unless the legislature or the Senate today make some sort of or take some sort of action, or at least make some comments with regards to this letter. I'm convinced that we're going to see a gung-ho effort to enforce the regulations long before they're really in a shape to be enforced. That's one of the concerns. So I renew a request for brief adies, if you will, please.
Senate will come to order. To straighten out one misconception, the Secretary, in order to direct the Senator's attention to what she considered to be the important part of the letter of March 17th from Commissioner Mueller, underlined three sentences there. After this, when she does that, she will append a note someplace on the communication indicating any abbreviation, addition, emphasis, or otherwise. At least we clear that up. Is there any further, Senator Sumner?
Mr. President, just to add a final note, that the letter, to the degree that it addresses the problem, is accurate. But it does not indicate a major part of the concern that the committee had with the regards to the regulations. And I would just like this body to know that though we can read and understand the letter, it would imply that there was some air of maybe harmonious agreement, and that is not the case. There are still some problems. The committee believes there are some serious problems with the regulations. I believe that there will be a resolution submitted in the near future for action by the legislature. But I'm very concerned that in the interim, these being adopted today, becoming effective today, that if some incident occurs between now and the time that the body can take action, that there is some dispute as to the mood that this letter tends to generate. And I want that on the record. Thank you, sir.
Senator Poland?
Mr. President, one thing that concerns me about this letter is there's absolutely no reference to the letter which we received from the Attorney General telling us that we would be able to take action on these regulations after the March 20th date. That letter was passed out last week, and I think it's very pertinent. And the committee was not satisfied when we came up against this deadline, but with the letter of the Attorney General's in hand, we felt that we could take some time in making a definite decision on what to do here. This letter makes it sound like, well, you didn't do it, and clop. I agree with Senator Sumner that there will be further action by the Regulation Review Committee.
It's my recollection that the Attorney General's opinion discussing this matter was ordered to be made a part of the supplemental journal. Does the Secretary have that recollection, or do you know what last week?
That is part of the supplemental journal.
Therefore, there is a record here of the legislature's position and also the Attorney General's recognition of our ability to annul these as an ongoing matter. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I'd like to join Senator Sumner and Senator Poland in expressing some concern for this. I don't know whether I disagree with the regulations or not. The question is a procedural one. This letter was sent to us on March 17th, commending that the regulations would be effective March 20th. It doesn't give any member of this body sufficient time to look at those regulations and determine whether he or she thinks them appropriate. I don't know that I would disagree with regulations, Mr. President, and I have the utmost respect for Commissioner Mueller, an old classmate of my university, but I think he owes this body the courtesy of providing us with the regulations in advance so that each member may look at them and make his or her own decision.
Is Any further discussion, or Senator Sackett?
Finance tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We'll be taking up the permanent fund legislation.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President.
Budget audit meets at noon today.
Senate Finance Chamber's regular meeting.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, so ordered.